Good morning. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's time for the Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. It's Monday, August 6, 2018. We have about 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon, wind waves about 1 foot high at about 4 seconds apart, and west swell 6 feet at about 11 seconds apart. And today we're going to hear more from Scott McMullen. He's the head of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee and a fisherman for 45 years. So he's got a lot of experience. I've been talking to him about commercial fishing gear, the kinds of things that you see on, you might see on a commercial fishing boat if you see one go by. So we're going to be talking more about something called stabilizers on ships like, on vessels like that. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders today. We have 7 in the Astoria anchorages. We have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our early morning arrivals, the ships that are already here, include the Port Alice. She arrived very early this morning from Sacramento on her way to Longview to pick up logs. The Diamond Inda also came in very early this morning, from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island anchorage. Midday, early afternoon today, you should see the Bosphorus Highway arriving from Vancouver to Portland. She's got Hondas on board. She's a car carrier, of course, so a very high-sided vessel. The Navios Prosperity, arriving from Japan, will head for the Astoria anchorage, and the Pelican State will arrive from Ferndale, headed for Portland for petroleum. Her cargo is refined petroleum. In our Astoria anchorages, early this morning, we have the Biochem London headed for port westward to pick up ethanol. That's in Klatskanai. Around midday, the Agia Skepi will be headed for Longview to pick up wheat, along with the Diamond Inda leaving the Rice Island anchorage headed for Portland, also to pick up wheat. And awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, we have the Berge Bandai, the Ince Marmara, the Densa Seal, and the Eastern Asia. And our outbounders heading out early morning and in Astoria by about midday, we have the Pernil Oldendorf leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland. Around midday, you might see her in, this ship, the Gulf Mutra, will leave Portland and probably be in Astoria by early evening. It takes about 6 hours to get downriver. She's leaving Vancouver with petroleum on board. She's a tanker, refined petroleum. In the afternoon, we'll see the Angelic Zephyr leaving Longview carrying wheat, so look for her passing Astoria tonight. And tonight and later tonight, we have the Hino leaving Longview with logs on board, the White Coral heading out of Longview with soda ash on board, and the Scarlet Falcon is leaving Kalama with wheat on board. So these ships are all, you'll see their running lights going by Astoria when they head out to sea. And the Scarlet Falcon is going to be our ship that we're going to track this month and see where she goes from here. She's a wheat ship, very common bulk carrier type of ship, handy-sized bulk carrier. We're going to see where she goes from here. I'm going to track her on marinetraffic.com over the month of August and see, you know, where does she go when she leaves the Columbia? What are her adventures like elsewhere? Well, today I wanted to share with you more from my interview with Scott McMullen. He is the head of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee. He's also a person who's been a commercial fisherman for 45 years. He said he started in ninth grade on a when he was a kid in Newport on a boat. And so he spent many, many years in the commercial fishing industry in the Pacific Northwest. And he knows fishing gear like the back of his hand, like most of our commercial fishermen and women do. So I've been talking with him about, in relation to a listener question that I received, where someone was, I think, out on the river in a boat and saw a boat go by with outriggers and poles and things on deck that they didn't know what they were. And so they asked me, could I explain that? And I really could not, because I just don't know much about that. So that's when I turn, when I have a question like that, I turn to people I know who know. And Scott is one of those people. So we're going to hear more about something, things that you might see extending from the deck of a ship, like poles sticking out that are have a fishing function, but they also are stabilizers. So let's hear from Scott right now.
So there's also, those two, the outriggers and the trolling poles, have a fishing function, but there's also what's called stabilizer poles. These are sort of lightweight poles, and certainly not heavy like the outriggers are, and their purpose is to tow from the outboard end a stabilizer, sometimes called a flopper stopper, and it's a, I think that the correct name or technical name might be a roll dampening paravane, but it's a kind of a wing that's in the water on each side of the boat and connected by chain or cable to the pole. And so it's traveling, it's going through the water maybe 20 feet from the surface, below the surface. And so the flat surface resists an upward pull. So when the boat rolls to port, the starboard paravane is pushing against a lot of water, trying to lift a lot of water up. So it dampens that roll, and boat rolls back to the starboard side. Then it's the port one that's working.
And so it sort of smooths out the motion, so no, it reduces the violent motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part of my interview with Scott McMullen about these stabilizers. I love that term, flopper stopper. It's so practical. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about that little riddle that I said earlier. What do cruise ships and commercial fishing boats have in common? Well, stabilizers are on, they have stabilizers on cruise ships too, and they are below the surface of the water. You don't see them, but when a cruise ship goes out into the ocean and there's any kind of turbulence out there, they have these electrically operated like wings that come out and stick out from the sides of the ship, and they also cause resistance, the water resistance, and it dampens the rolling motion of the ship and makes it more comfortable for its cargo, which is people. So there are numerous reasons why you might want to have this on a fishing boat. First of all, why is the boat rocking around so much? Well, once you get offshore on the river, there's some days when the river is very calm. There's some days when it's very flat. If you're out there in a boat moving very fast, you can probably counter the motion of those waves, especially if you're heading into them. And if you're sailing, say, a boat will go up and down, but it won't rock too much side to side if you are really moving along. But when you're out there moving slowly in a trawling or trolling situation, the boat may end up rocking considerably in the swells. And if you are moving slowly and you happen to be parallel to those swells, the boat is going to tend to rock back and forth. That does a couple of things. It makes people more prone to seasickness, but it also makes it harder to work on deck, even for people who aren't prone to seasickness. And so those stabilizers help keep the boat stable, keep it from rocking back and forth so this is an adaptation to the environment in which these boats work, to keep the boat from rocking too much so that people can get their work done and get their harvest of fish up onto the deck. So we're going to be hearing more on the Ship Report this week from Scott McMullen about fishing gear on boats. It's really, really interesting. Another thing in the maritime industry that most people would never see, but it is the way we get our seafood. And so it's interesting to understand the complicated equipment and expensive equipment that fishermen use, and the great risks that people go through on an individual level to bring you the fish that ends up on your plate when you either go to a restaurant or buy it in a fish market and take it home. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. See you tomorrow.